At the time of his death, Brother Roger was already preparing to hand over the running of the community to his longtime assistant, Brother Alois.
Young people today, we see it in Tézé throughout the year, that they want to read the gospel together.
Born in Bavaria in 1954, Brother Alois is a Catholic who joined the Tézé community at the age of 20 and has lived there ever since.
It's young adults who come, but now since so many years, and it remains for us a kind of mystery. Why does this continue for so many years? We do not know, but we want to welcome them and show them that God wants to welcome them.
You mentioned Brother Roger and the huge legacy that he has left your community. How is he remembered in day-to-day life there in the community?
We still have to find ways, but he's very much present, of course. His tomb is very close to the small village church where the community started, because this is such a small village, and it was very poor. Brother Roger went there in 1940, yes, and then during the war and after the war, it was very poor. And his grave, it happened that this was the place just there now, very close to this small church, and this is like a sign for us that, yes, somehow in the communion of saints, he continues to pray with us.
Brother Alois, who took over as head of the Tézé community following the death of its founder, Brother Roger, in August 2005. I'm Philippa Hitchin.